rules out of jewelry, and then you put it in the safe.
Some people, that's how it's safe.
Safe meaning your underwear drawer. Oh, we're live. Hello. Welcome to the broadcast.
We are so delighted to be here.
Absolutely thrilled.
I am Ann Filson.
I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
Applause.
Oh, you're probably thinking hearing double. And you are. We are a sister act.
Dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Now, most of the time, people can't tell us apart.
Oh, my God. We have
in person, on the radio, on the telephone. It's fine. Don't feel bad. We can hardly tell ourselves apart sometimes.
I'll say. And if our name sounds familiar to you, yes, we are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Nuts. Filberts, actually, to be particular.
A nut fortune.
And
a Filbert fortune.
I am particular
fortune.
About my nuts.
Thank
Everyone
you
knows.
Very much.
We're a rich couple of nuts.
You're a nut.
Hey, you know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
Oh, God. I love this girl. Am I the luckiest?
I'm the luckiest.
I am the luckiest.
You are a nut.
You are a nut.
I want to tell you a little bedtime story now
please.
That it's in the evening time here. Our
tell
father,
me.
Phil Filson.
May he rest in peace.
God rest his soul. Yeah. He said, my beautiful, identical twin daughter. He couldn't tell us apart.
No, never,
My
never, never.
God, we had a lot of fun
never
with
could.
That.
Never
he,
could.
He put each of us on one knee, and he said, hey, don't go out there and make a difference in this world.
Don't rest
on your nuts. That's what he said.
Yeah, because as an heiress, it's very easy.
We could sit back
to
all day.
By.
Lounge around, pick out the latest
fashions.
But
that's fashions, not who we are.
Tweeze ourselves.
I mean, sure we do
till
that.
We're like a skinless cat.
Yeah.
Polish.
Yeah.
Watch TV, call our famous friends, but we don't.
Sluff
we do.
And scruff, we do
but
it all.
But we work hard.
Because
and that's
it matters.
Yeah.
We want to be somebody.
Well, we want to
make a legacy.
I think we are somebodies.
Yeah.
I think we want to
we
empower
somebodies.
Other people to be somebody.
That's so good
definitely
of you to
not
say.
Like us. But
well,
their
not
own
everybody
body.
Can be an heiress. Not everybody can be an identical twin. Not everybody can be a famous performer.
Not many people but us.
No.
It is good being us.
It's good
and
being us.
And here we
us.
Are. We're on Vashon Island. Vashon once again, making
Island.
A difference.
Okay, for those of you listening out in the great wide Ugh. World, and if you are, I hope you're enjoying your night.
Happy Friday.
Listen, we are on the very strangest place right now. We're on an island.
We cannot make this
it's
stuff
so
up.
It's so small. It is like an island, but smaller. And it's called Vashon. And there's a town in the island, and it's called Vashon. And it's like a town, but smaller. There's almost nothing here.
It's very small. You're gathering this.
Yeah, it's very small, but it's a lovely place. There's a lot of trees, you know, these things. If you like trees, you're going to like it.
Oh, yeah.
If you like other things, there's nothing here for
you. I wouldn't
you.
Bother them.
Okay?
We don't live here, but we do love making a difference and each and every time
yes.
we step foot on this.
We don't
God
drive, but
island.
We get dropped off here every now and then, every so often to do this show.
Where we feel like
which
it.
Which is one of the ways we contribute to the betterment of our world.
You are welcome, Vashon.
Thank you, Vashon, and you're welcome. Speaking of which, you're listening to The Voice of Vashon.
Mm-hmm.
KVSH 101.9 streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
And tonight's topic
Tell
on
me.
The broadcast.
I'm so excited.
How to be a babe in a one barber salon town.
Okay.
Subtitled Beyond Burton, a quest. For the cutting edge.
God, this sounds so deep and rich.
As always, we have a fabulous guest with us here today on the broadcast.
I cannot wait.
Does the topic fascinate you?
Yes.
Terrify you?
Yes.
Arouse your curiosity?
Very much.
Stay tuned. Either way, we're going to talk.
I can't wait. But first,
my favorite segment.
Man, let's talk about it. What are we wearing tonight?
Oh, what are we not wearing?
She's so cute. God, she's cute.
That?
I'm going to post pictures on Instagram. So get out there to the famous Filson Sisters dot Instagram.
It's
I don't know how that works.
Instagram crackers. I don't either.
You understand.
Our assistant Jeff, G-E-O-F-F,
yeah.
It's the homosexual spelling. He always puts the best pictures. And we really only take good pictures.
We only take good
Let's
pictures.
Let's face it.
Huh? Yeah.
Some people put only the best pictures on the Facebook.
You could put any one
Instagram
of our pictures.
On the Twitters, on the on
but
the
you
Bumble.
Know what?
But no.
We grew up
we don't
being
take a
photographed.
Bad yeah.
We know how to find our light. We know how to find our
All
angle.
All our sides are good.
All our sides are good. Thank
yeah.
you for saying
All
that.
The angles are topical.
Thank you for saying that.
Where
now,
were we?
Listen.
Oh,
this
what,
is what
we're
I
wearing.
Say.
What we're
wearing?
Wearing. What we're wearing.
Would you like me to describe your outfit,
Please
Nance?
Do.
Because what you're wearing is so glamorous and so gorgeous.
Oh, takes one to know one.
I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't even look at
she's
the guest.
Right
I'm sorry,
me.
Guest.
Sorry,
but
guest.
My God, what she's wearing. She's wearing one of my very favorite pants suits.
You know why?
Would you call it a pants
suit? It's yours. Thank you very much.
Oh my God,
Recognize
it's so gorgeous.
It?
It's LeMay. It's a soft gold with a bold floral print, almost geometric, but it's floral, so it's edgy, surprising.
Don't you think? Yeah.
It's edgy as AF, as the kids say.
Oh,
it's
they do. Edgy AF. They do.
It sparkles. It shines. It's got, it looks like a dress, but no, it's pants.
You know, the top is a tunic.
Come on.
It's tunic-like.
It's very tunic-like.
You can pull it over the hips. You can ride it. I've got it over the hips.
You could do anything you want with it.
A lot of sodium.
And the pants
are
almost a culotte, but they go all the way.
Oh, I love a culotte.
It goes all the way.
Have you seen my shoes? They're yours.
Show me your shoes. Rose gold peep toe.
Anybody can help me get my foot
up. I'm going to get pictures. I'm going to get pictures. Gorgeous. You look absolutely stunning. You've never been more beautiful in your life.
You know when your identical twin sister says you look good, you know you look good.
You do.
Who needs a mirror when you got a beauty like this?
That's the beauty of the identical twins.
And my identical twin
Tell
sister
me.
Anne is not wearing what I'm wearing because, hey, even though we are alike in every other way,
yes,
we wear our own clothes. Okay, people?
You
We're
wear
not
mine.
A cutout.
You wear my own clothes. Is that what you mean?
I recognize that ring too, Anne. All right.
Okay, all
so
right.
So take it
Just
easy.
The green one.
Okay, okay. Tonight she's wearing this amazing creation. It's my favorite dress, I gotta say. It's an accordion dress.
An accordion
Not
pleat.
The kind like that you would hear an accordion when you play.
Yeah. No.
Not like, you know.
Never.
I almost said, you know, the little dogs that eat the meatballs out in the plaza.
Yeah.
Not that kind of dress. This is the kind of dress is show stopping.
It's show stopping.
It is gold.
Gold.
It looks scratchy. It's highly
it's
flammable.
It's so scratchy.
Don't
I have
approach
to say.
This woman.
It's not comfy.
It's definitely
Why
I'm
is
on
it
stage
not lined?
Tonight.
After all these years, we've never had it lined.
Well, I feel like with enough body hair over this last winter, I feel like that probably
does
the trick. Let's get back to your dress.
Thank you.
Okay. It's gold.
Yeah.
It's accordion pleated. So it stops
to
at the neck and goes all the way down from her beautiful décolletage all
Thank
the way
you.
Down to her diminutive ankles.
Thank you.
It is absolutely stunning. It's a very, very bright gold.
Chic.
Oh, chic for sure. And very comfortable. Chic for sure. Remember that? Remember
chic
that clothesline
sure.
that we had? Chic for sure.
I love chic for sure.
And
Those
they wanted
jeans.
To use the Ebonics sign with the four in the middle, like I would die for you.
And we said, it's not ours.
No, it's not
Don't
our
give
language.
It to us.
Chic for sure.
We made jeans that were so high waisted, you
and
couldn't wear an underwire bra
doing,
with them.
They're doing
and
that.
You didn't need to. You didn't need to.
You know, talk about it. Scratchy denim.
I'll tell you something I noticed on my way out the door. I glanced in the mirror and I said, this dress has a bit of a sheerness to it. And I am wearing a black brassiere and black undies that go all the
You're
way
You're telling
up.
Us?
So that'll be fun.
I got a similar situation. And that's why we got into the studio tonight.
We
sat right down.
We sat right down. We said,
right
oh
down.
Boy, dim
no
the
back
lights.
No backlighting. Thank you.
Dim all the lights, sweet honey.
All right. So now you know
gonna
we look fabulous.
The night
Take
away.
Our word for it. We look
You're gonna have to.
Real good.
Great.
Gorgeous. Hey, this is another favorite segment where we say, let's say hello to our engineer.
Okay, now this is exciting.
Here we go again.
New engineer.
Where's our new engineer music?
We lost the last
another
one.
Another one bites the dust, and another one's gone,
and another one's gone, gone. Another one bites the dust.
So this is another engineer. I'm sure you all follow our show very closely. There's so many of
there's
them.
There's so many. So we have a new one, and is it a man? Yes, it
yes.
is.
Yes, affirmative. Confirmative.
What?
Oh, very nice
wow.
voice. He may he's
very
got a voice for
baritone.
Radio. A face for radio.
And a voice for television. What?
You may recognize his name from the cover of Nothing Yet.
No.
But he's about to blow up, I'm sure.
I think he's about to go
like all the
way.
The other engineers, he became too famous for our show afterwards.
Yep.
What a week. Anyway, my notes say, okay, may I present Johnny. You wanted Jonathan Yanni. I wonder.
You're getting real close.
Is Yanni available? I love
You know what? If
Yanni.
This guy quits, we're going to call Yanni. I should say when.
Listen, ladies, did you notice tonight what I'm wearing?
What are you wearing?
I never actually look at the engineer.
I'm actually wearing Yanni's mustache this week.
No, explain. explain.
I knew I recognized him from somewhere.
You do look very dapper.
Yes, well, I won one
Who
of those.
Who hasn't worn Yanni's mustache?
Well, that's a long story. I won one of those naming contests, you know, where you all submit ideas to name something,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
And then the internet, you know, the rabble out there, they vote and they pick their favorite, and I won. You like I get to wear Yanni's mustache it looks for a week.
So week. Good
a whole
on
week.
You.
Like for our show and then whatever you do in your regular life. Do,
you know, you get it for the week.
You can wear it in the shower.
I was going to ask if it steams off.
Yeah, it just smells like saganaki, though. Do you know what saganaki
what's
is?
What's saganaki?
It's a Greek fried cheese.
I thought it was a fermented.
Like a kasari kind.
That's an Australian animal.
So kasari.
I love a flaming cheese. What did you name Yanni's mustache?
Oh, yes.
I love that band.
So I did win. And I won. It was a close margin, but I won. I named it Linda Evans Wild Ride.
Mm. Yes. Interesting.
Okay.
Yes, I narrowly beat out number two. You want to hear what the second one was?
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, it was Stashy McHairface.
So okay.
It was a squeaker.
That's a classic.
Our new engineer thinks he's a comedian.
He'll soon learn his place. He'll very soon learn his place.
As an engineer.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. What did happen to our last engineer we had? What was his name, sister?
What was his name?
City Limits. Remember him? Very famous.
Oh.
Chris Austin.
Chris Austin. Yes.
I don't know. He may have passed away.
I think he did. I'm so sorry.
My assumption is either they moved to Europe or they pass away if they're not here showing up for work for the broadcast.
Oh, well, good for him. May he be free.
Anyway. Welcome, Jeremy. Pain. We are so glad you're here. We'll see how it works out.
Thank you. Thank you.
And did you all miss us?
I did. I was with you.
We had a lot of time off from the broadcast.
We did. We took the summer off.
Hashtag sorry, Vashon. Yeah. What the heck did you do with your whole summer when we weren't here?
Yeah, doesn't look like a whole lot happened. I'll say that much.
A lot more open-toed shoes.
I expected a little sparkle to the island. I thought, oh, it's going to be, you know, one of those distance makes the heart grow fonder thing. But then I walked off the ferry boat and I hopped off the limousine and it was the same old place.
It's pretty much the same old place. No, I saw there's changes. No more Suwasi sisters though.
Oh, the sisters are gone.
No relation.
Look at that.
I'm sorry to see them go. And what do we have here?
What is it?
I can't read that far. I don't have my readers on.
Camp Klavi.
That's Kolvos. Camp Kolvos.
What is it?
Thank you, Jacob.
A camp?
What is it?
The summer camp?
You would think so looking at it.
Yeah.
But that's where you're wrong. It's actually
It says meat pies.
There are meat pies in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a pie shop.
Speaking of Yanni, doesn't he have like a chain of restaurants called Meat Pies?
he sure should.
Where they serve that klavanaki dough?
Yeah.
Delicious. All right.
Oh, I'm hungry.
We are just back from where, sister?
Oh, boy. We are just back from a very interesting trip. This is such a fun trip. We spent the summer in Germany. Now, a lot of people know.
Not a lot of people.
We have a line of comedy clubs and lounges all over Eastern Europe.
All over the place.
And so we like to check in and get on the mic and just get up there and do a little entertaining for the summer. So we were in Bavaria, Belgium, Brussels,
Germany proper. And we just sort of dips into those little quaint countries.
We hop right in.
We don't stay long. The language barrier can be a little off-putting.
But,
nice to visit our nut hosses.
They love us so much.
So much fun.
But honestly,
we don't stay long because their electrical outlets are so ass backwards.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'm almost burning you down, Brussels. That was a bit of a problem.
But our hair looked great.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Potentially a very dangerous situation.
In Germany, as you all may well know, David Hasselhoff is a general manager for the Nut House.
For the clubs.
Yeah, for all the clubs. It's a very, very busy job.
And he loves it. He's great at it.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
He used to have a minor hit with the Knight Rider. You remember this?
You know.
And it has a resurgence.
It's having a resurgence. And I'll tell you.
Good for him.
Did David
good
tell you him. What he's working on?
What's this?
He's doing a new record, a punk rock record.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Are you talking about David Hasselhoff?
I know, it's very
interesting. A punk rock record.
In his golden years, he's going to try to dabble.
He stayed very thin.
He's very fit. He looks as good as ever.
I got to say,
I mean, the skin doesn't have the same spring, but whose does?
Well, this is what I want to bring up.
Please.
He's been very busy getting ready for Oktoberfest over there.
Yeah. Well,
which we call it
Filsenfest.
Yeah. We actually bought the rights to Oktoberfest and had it trademarked. So
it's ours.
So it's a little easier to remember. Because I can never remember half the time there's Oktoberfest in September,
which is very, very confusing. Oktoberfest is not even an alliteration, and I think most things ought to be.
Filsenfest has a very nice ring to it. We thought so. Our lawyers agreed, and now we own it.
It's ours.
So he's been very busy getting ready for that. And his thyroid levels are a little low, let's admit
it. Well, he's struggling with some autoimmune issues.
He got called in to model. This is when you know you made it big.
Mm-hmm.
Madame Tussauds Wax Musée. Yeah.
The Wax Musée.
And in Belgium.
Yeah.
You know, this,
and they were going to do an update.
He's holding very, very, very still. You can imagine it.
Yeah, because they're waxing.
Yeah. He's got a, he has a flat affect anyway.
He very
Don't
much does.
Don't you think
does.
So? He's all business.
I think it's fine because I think he spent it all in the 80s. And now he's out.
Did.
You know, he's out.
Why the dark glasses?
Running on
I used to think it was the cocaine, but I think he's just, you know, he's poofy and he's very.
And he's a bit tired. A spongy.
He's tired.
He's spongy and tired.
Holding very still in the wax museum.
Yeah.
Guess what happens?
What happens?
Shut out the lights. They leave. Night at the museum.
He's left
all
there.
All over again. He's left there. He's still
overnight.
There, I think. Yeah.
No.
He's like a part of the exhibit.
Many nights.
I haven't heard from him. Jeff has been emailing him constantly.
Oh, God. May you get out of there,
May
David.
May you rest in peace. Anyway.
He's a pro, though, because he's so smooth. And he's very still when he needs to be.
Should you be worried about Filson Fest? That there's any? It's still the same old brats and the bosoms and the beer, but
it's the same thing.
We're also serving a nice oaky Chardonnay now.
Yeah, but they put it in a stein, so that feels very on brand.
All right. Oh, it's one of our favorite segments.
What's that?
It's called Hot or Not. Oh, I'm missing page four.
Isn't Have we introduced
funny?
Our guest?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Look, it's a word from our sponsor, babe.
All right. Go right
It's
ahead.
A word from our sponsor.
I actually, did you put this script together? You know how
it came
you
right off the printer. What can I tell you?
Oh, here it is. Page four is after six, actually. Which is
okay,
like the
Jeff,
metric system.
Jeff, wherever you are, you're on thin ice.
Oh, man. You've had it.
You know what? You better get the bathtubs running before we even get out of here.
And now word from our sponsor.
Yikes. Queen Cuisine. When only a royal meal will do, Queen Cuisine comes to the rescue. Popular traditional British fare, including jellied eel, steak and kidney pie,
Yum.
Spotted dick, and bangers and mash. Just heat up and eat up with pinkies up.
Underserved
and unseasoned Queen Cuisine.
Very
Thank you.
Nice.
Very good. And now let's meet our guest, shall we?
Take it away, Jacob.
Our guest tonight.
Yes, tonight. Okay, we had music for you, but you know. How
Welcome
is.
To our new engineer, Joshua. You know, he's learning. He's very handsome, people. I'm going to tell you that. He's a very handsome
Seems
young
that
man.
Seems that one of the Filson's laptops isn't quite up to snuff for the moment. I'm not going to name names.
Talk to Jeff.
Just last
we
names.
Have laps, but
Talk
no laptops.
About
no Christian names.
Jeff. Listen, here it is, folks. I have a very exciting guest here tonight, and I'm pleased to introduce her. Her name is... Wendy,
is this correct?
O'Brien.
Oh, Wendy O'Brien.
Did I say it
right? O'Brien.
Wendy,
I can't read this
welcome.
Font at all. Welcome,
Thank
welcome,
you for
Wendy.
Having me. What
welcome,
a great
Wendy.
Voice, Wendy.
Yes.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
No.
O'Brien.
It's actually Pinogis.
Pinogis.
Pinogrigio.
Pinogis.
Oh, I like
peignoir.
It.
Peignoir. Do you own a peignoir?
No.
Okay.
You know, that's what your dress reminds me of tonight. A peignoir.
They're almost a peignoir. Almost a peignoir.
Peignoir,
it's the
light, but Pinogis.
And yet very
Did
also
Did you say Pinogis? I've already forgotten.
Pinogis.
Love your first
Pinogis.
Name.
Pinogis. Is that Italian?
From where is? Did it's, this come?
It's French Basque.
Oh, of course. I love a French bath. They do the salts like no
so
other.
Soft
that lavender.
That's lavender in the French salts and then a little croissant in the end, but not during because it can get very flaky.
You don't want
And you
got
to start all over again.
Drain
so
it.
So you're
refill.
French.
You're French.
I'm sorry, but our fact checker wasn't working correctly tonight.
The
Welcome.
Name is French. The name is French.
Welcome, Wendy. Wendy of the Chop Shop Barber Salon in Burton.
Is the Burbank of Vashon.
So tell us about, you're a barber salon. So is that, what is this?
And while you do, I'm going to pour you a drink. Wait. No,
it's
you drink?
It's a one lady hair shop. I cut hair and I color hair on men
cut,
and women.
You mm-hmm. color men,
style.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
You style.
I style.
She does it all.
Do you do the brows to match?
Not really.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for
Too
you.
Too much
what
responsibility.
What if someone insisted?
Boundaries.
Sister?
Boundaries.
Boundaries are very important.
Yes.
Now, do you do your own hair as well?
I do on occasion, yes.
Wow. I think that has to take some very special skills and an extra mirror or two. Am I right?
I think a woman
it's
who
It's actually
can do
a matter
own
of laziness, really. It's more about a lazy experience, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't get yourself appointed
yeah,
with
just
someone
like,
else.
Yeah, just cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have great hair.
Yeah, thanks.
You have great hair.
Yeah.
The word on the street is that you're the shop If you need to get your hair cut, your hair's colored, you go see Wendy.
This is why we called her. Yeah.
That's what the people tell us.
Those are some nice people you're talking to.
Well, there's five of them here on the island, and four of them are in favor of the chop.
There's only 10 people on the island, and four people love it.
I'd like to tell you what you're drinking tonight. We want to toast you, Wendy Pierogi. It's the Palouse Winery 2018 White Bluff Vineyards Cloud 9 Riesling from the Columbia Valley.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Very nice.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a double then, engineer. All
right. That's nice. Thank you.
Ooh, tasty.
I have this little, have you ever heard this song before? Oh, I haven't either.
I don't know. I've heard that.
Oh.
I have.
You like this version?
It's very nice. Mm. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. It's pretty fun, a little groovy.
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 It's got a little bit of a vibe.
Let's cut it off there.
But I'm sorry, after 20 seconds. We have to pay royalties. We don't and we like just to met
do.
You, so
we don't like to. Yeah.
We don't want to send you a bill after
don't
the show.
Don't be big spenders or anything, you know.
Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the broadcast.
We're
finally here.
And now
you're gonna love
delighted to introduce you to our very first segment of the night. It's called Hot or Not, and I'm sure you listen to the show, so I'm sure you know exactly what's about to happen.
One of our favorites.
Yeah.
We're going to talk hair trends here with Wendy. This is as recently torn from the pages of Harper's Bazaar. Recently were getting our pap schmears done, and we love a good magazine, and we love topical information.
I love
magazines.
A bazaar, whether it's a magazine, whether it's an interesting date, whether it's one of those marketplaces where you can buy some handmade leather shoes.
Things from Morocco.
Any kind of bazaar.
I love the sex quizzes. Those are so fun.
Oh, the sex quizzes are the best.
We get a 10
every time.
We should
write a couple of those.
Let's
do that.
We're just really workshopping right now. Right?
Yeah,
sorry,
I feel it.
Okay, Wendy. Hot or not? Sister.
We're going to tell you a hair trend.
All right.
Because you're the Baba Salon.
Right.
And you're going to tell us if you think it's hot or not. We'll weigh in. We'll discuss.
It's fine.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, throw one, sister.
Here we go. Red hair. From ginger to jewel tones, Harper's Bazaar says it's very hot this fall.
Again. I mean, it's autumn.
It's
coming up.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think,
Nancy? It's hot. I mean, look at Nancy.
Just look at her.
She's looking pretty great with her red hair.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. Thank I mean, it says it all.
Red. Always on the cutting edge.
We look good in red.
We look good in every color. And tonight, it's red. Thank you for the validation, Wendy.
Have you ever been a redhead yourself, Wendy?
I have been a redhead.
Yeah.
How many colors have you had?
You know, I've been a couple of colors.
Blonde?
Yeah.
Bleach brown.
Blonde. Bleach blonde. Brown.
Bleach blonde. Brown. Mm-hmm. Black?
Yeah.
Oh,
terrible.
Sinister.
Red. Oh, it looks terrible. Red, yes.
Blue.
No.
No punk rock.
I don't like the bright colors.
Do you think David Hasselhoff will dye his hair for his new punk rock band?
I think
if
green.
I know David, he's going to wear a wig.
Do you think he'll go red?
He looks great in a wig. He wigs well.
Wig.
But he also doesn't love a commitment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I feel that.
Does he wear a Delta Burke or an Ava Gabor?
I want to say it's an Ava because of the volume in the back.
It's pretty.
Did you notice?
It's pretty full back
it's
there.
It's very full.
I'm always looking at his butt, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Does he still have a butt?
Well, he's got pads.
Well, he wears the pads.
Clearly. Okay, here's another one. Ponytails, the playful and high Ariana Grande style. Of course, they always say the low and slow, like the J-Lo, is also in. So, I mean, what do they say?
What do you think?
Ponytails in general.
Hot or not?
Depending on the age.
It's my next question.
So where's the demarcation for ponytails?
I don't know. It's a youthful, playful thing. You could wear it high on your head, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, if you're 6 years old, you have long hair, and you want to wear it high, go
a high
for
pony.
It. But
you're feeling no.
I feel a no on that one.
Yeah.
So if we're talking cutoff day for the ponytail, where are we with the pigtails here, girls?
Oh, pigtails?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Great question.
After age like 16 or 15.
Oh!
What if you work on a farm? What if you're a farmer?
Don't care.
What if
don't
you,
care.
Yeah.
What if you are one of those very...
I can only think of things I can't say on
one
the
of
air.
Those women who likes to appeal to the type of man who likes a very young girl and they wear the pigtails and the children's stockings, this whole sort of thing.
Yeah,
I don't care for
it's
that.
It's a little creepy. Sorry.
I don't care for that at all.
She doesn't like the pigs,
no
the pony.
I don't like pigs,
infantilizing.
Yeah.
What about a chignon?
A nice chignon is a very classic
look. It's really something different, isn't it?
Don't you think?
A chignon and a peignoir.
Yes.
Magnifique.
That's your last name, isn't it?
It's close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very close.
How about this? The curls. Curls are really in the sassy 70s.
Cold
volume curls.
Brushed out and curls.
No, and here no brush.
With a Cenapot.
This is what they're saying. Harper's Bazaar said Cenapot, brush out the curl.
She says not.
You say no.
She says not.
Let's not bring back the 70s hairbrush everything look.
You don't want it.
You like it a little wild.
No, I'm like, let it go nuts. And not everybody can really wear a center part. Let's think about that one.
Okay, now what? Is it about the forehead size?
I think it manages
face shape.
No, IQ. Clearly.
Oh, IQ. Right? Do you think low IQ middle part?
No, I think it really smart
people. Oh, wait,
people.
You kind of have a middle part yourself, so maybe, you know, maybe that's what
that
is.
Thank you for noticing.
Do you know, the center part for men was never very good. It's not a thing
that says alpha. Pocket. That says pocket protector to me, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Pocket always. What alpha. Is that?
It just says,
very
I absolutely don't want to have sex with any women.
I'm going to pop my hair. Right?
A man named Reginald.
Reginald,
though he goes by his full,
and he lives with his father.
He does, and it's buttoned up all the way to the top.
Yeah, that's it. That's his
gentleman.
Style.
If you're wearing a center part and you think it's looking very good, I want you to send us an email with a picture. We'll post it on Instagram, tag us. But if you want to email us, it's easy to do. Jeff made us a brand new email address. Well, it's not so new anymore, but it's an acronym, so it's
very
so
easy
to remember. So it's an acronym for the Identical Twin Sisters. So TITS at FamousFilsonSisters.com.
Very easy to remember.
It's easy to remember. So send us your pictures of your center parts.
Who can forget tits?
That's one of the seven
it's
words
the question
you cannot say
of
on the radio,
night.
Sister.
And we're done. She can say it. I've said it so many times.
I'm blushing.
If you say at FamousFilsonSisters.com, you
can spell it out.
I mean, what John said about his mustache was a little over the top. So Joan Collins, what?
Thank you.
If you're pronouncing an acronym, then you're forgiven.
I believe so.
Yes.
I believe so. Now, here's a question.
AF.
Harper's Bazaar says
AF.
Crimping is back. Can you believe it?
It hurts a little.
You have to invest in a special iron, do you not, Wendy?
Yeah.
Do you have a crimping iron?
I do not have a crimping iron.
Bless you.
I do not own one of those.
What if somebody came to you, they said, I'm getting married, very beautiful, classy wedding. I want you to do my hair. I want it crimped.
Crimp this, bitch.
I would really want an example of what they think it should look like first
crunking.
Before I make a decision.
And then you order
your
ceramic crimper and boom, you do.
Well, if it looks like it can fit into the whole thing and I feel like I can make it happen, then I will do that.
Interesting.
But if it goes against how I feel and I'm like, I will just won't do it.
I love it that you've got standards.
I do too.
She cannot be bought.
No.
No.
No, I love this.
I really
Here
like
we go.
That.
A blonde. It's
Have you heard of this?
Between a blonde and a brown.
Bronze.
It's a brawn, and it's an easy transition, apparently, into the darker shades of winter.
Now, Wendy, is this a thing? Bronze?
If you could see me, everybody in Radio Land,
there's like
a big
lazy
eye roll, and it's just like,
not.
Let's just rebrand everything.
Uh-huh, bronze. That is a good eyebrow.
Rebrand. Rebrand. It's maybe called dark blonde or light brown, but go ahead and call it whatever that
bronze.
Word was. Bronze. Let's
it's
make up new words for everything. We can just do that about everything. We won't have curly. We won't have straight. We'll have like crate.
Ooh.
You know?
That's not bad.
You've got really
That's
crate
actually
hair.
Got a ring.
Yeah.
Write that down, Jeff.
Why do we have to go darker in the winter and
because
lighter
winter
in the summer?
Is darkness. It's all darkness.
Shouldn't we be blonder to counteract all the darkness?
You might
bring
so, but we have pasty skin and blonde. Don't
well,
really
speak
care.
For yourself, Wendy, and these Northwesterners over here. And their Subarus and their pasty skin and their open-toed shoes.
They either pasty.
They cannot help themselves.
No.
We come to the island, we always bring the glamour.
Yes.
And what do?
They dismiss it. I'll tell
they
you
knock,
something.
They wave, they
it's
gesticulate wildly,
thing.
But they don't copy.
They're either very, very pale or they're so weathered that you think it's
like
a saddle.
Leather.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? There's no in-between around these parts.
There's
one
no
or
light,
the other.
Creamy blonde that would look good on any of that.
No.
Yeah.
It's a very natural
Not
place. But what are you going
to
do? Here's another question. All children have this shade of hair, this fawn-colored
Yeah, a lot
bronze.
Of it like an Aryan blonde.
They're all, every single child I've ever seen
On Vashon?
Anywhere.
On Vashon, for sure.
Very
a lot
few
of,
exceptions.
Like, Protestant-looking
You could
children,
go to Asia and you'll find exceptions.
Do you think? Of course.
Yeah, but most children
They're
seem to
hair.
Have this. Color? Why?
The coloring of the hair.
They
just come out like
and
that.
And then they
apparently.
Blend in. You could. How could you ever
know.
Tell your own child?
Wendy,
in a crowd?
Do you have children?
No, I have
so
no
I'm
children.
Sure that you're
no,
just as
you.
Stymied by this as my sister and I. We
I
love children, but
not to have, not to talk
not to. What to hold?
Listen,
to have near any of
when
them,
you've been a child star yourself,
clothes.
Yeah, it turns you right off to children in general because because you treat it as if you're an adult all the time.
And we worked our turquoises off not to appear as children. Only when we were asked to act like children. We were that good.
We were very good.
At three, they said, act like you're two. And we said, you got it.
You got it.
They say jump, and we say, oh, hey.
That's right.
We didn't wear ponytails, though, they're for sure.
No.
All right, how about pigtails. The sexy lady sideburns? Like Liza Minnelli
or Joanne
good friend
Woolley.
Joanne Woolley.
Oh, like a side fringe.
Yeah. What do you think about that? And sometimes even a curlicue. So
making
cute.
Me feel a little Brady Bunch, a little,
Think older.
Yeah.
Think Liza Minnelli.
Okay, Liza Minnelli. Yeah,
but I think Liza wears it well.
You know, I remember the 90s and I had a really short pixie cut with a lot of the side fringe.
Mm-hmm. Very popular.
It was very popular then. Mm-hmm. And a little neck choker? Fringe.
Oh, you had a neck fringe.
Yeah.
How about that tail? Remember Amy Mann? She had the little tail, the braided tail.
Amy Mann.
Hush, hush.
I think she's got a gorgeous voice.
You might need to check the lyrics.
That one.
Yeah.
It's close to that. Yeah. Anyway. So is that a knot then?
That's a knot.
I think a little is okay. Depends on who it is.
Wow. I think it's great at a costume party. Don't you think?
Just pull it out
all the stuff.
Give it
Make
a
your hair do crazy things.
Side curl. What about this celebrity hair trend that I'm so into? That Lizzo. She's always changing her hair.
Fabulous.
She's so fabulous. She's
a modern mermaid.
A hot queen. Is that right? Am I using the terminology correctly?
I don't know
so
anymore.
She has got a bright, long, purple mermaid kind of look going on now. Do you think that's hot?
I think it suits her perfectly.
Good answer.
Yeah. I think
good
there's nothing
for you, Lizzo.
She could do wrong.
We should have her on the show.
Let's get it. Jeff, can you call a publicist? Get Lizzo.
Get Lizzo on the phone.
Get
Lizzo for the next broadcast.
What about extra long hair?
Oh, this is my
thing. Hair.
That's called ask raising.
You know, our sister Crystal Gayle.
It could be a little, look a little strange, a little, maybe a little dirty.
Don't it make your brown eyes.
If it's beautiful
Don't
hair.
Don't it make your brown eyes. Don't it make your brown eyes blue. Now, people think that song is a metaphor. It's a true story.
Brown eyes turning blue.
Crystal's did because she got into, there was a line of eyeshadow. It was out very briefly and it had
the
titanium dioxide.
It. Yeah. It soaked right in.
It soaked right
Poor thing.
In.
Long before the colored.
Did she go blind?
Cataract.
No, she
not the colored cataracts.
The
no, they looked like cataracts when they were done.
Oh,
the colored contacts.
Yeah.
Although we have worn cataracts before just to look older. You know,
sometimes
some people
you
take
need
us
to
seriously
be taken seriously
when we're younger. But you're thinking it just looks dirty, like a big old nest, like an accident waiting to happen.
You're talking about long hair?
Yeah. Ask raising.
Ask raising.
All the way down.
It really depends on how beautiful the hair is.
Okay.
Some people think it's beautiful when it's really not.
Are there a lot of people on Vachon who let the locks flow? Lots of love.
I feel like some people cut it. They let it flow. It's a little questionable, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What's the most fashionable hairstyle that you see on Vachon? If you have,
great question.
It's okay.
You it's okay to say you've
say,
never seen one.
You can say not.
The most fashionable stylists are the two ladies who are right in
front
of me.
Good answer.
Nice to
play.
Very,
like
very well done.
Yeah.
What a clever gal.
We have one more. Sister, what is this? I don't understand this one.
The very deep side part. Hoppers Bazaar is telling me this is what's coming. Very deep side part.
Deep.
Very deep and all the way. Do you like this?
What do you
like
do with
hard
the rest
line?
Of it?
Like a
hard
over?
Line.
Like a hard on men and women?
Well, this was referring to women, but I don't know. You tell me.
Again, it depends on the face. I do have a friend that when she wears a deep side part, it's like, whoa. She's already pretty, but with that deep side part, I don't know. It just transforms her face.
It looks like a comb over to me. I say,
yes.
Someone's hiding
something.
I mean,
is it like 2 inches above the ear side part, like all the way near the temple?
Deep. We're talking
deep. How were we talking
about? You go
about?
Any deeper than that and you're going to need some anti-gravity device.
Well, then that's not really a side part. That's more of an 80s
sweep.
Side do.
A swoop.
That goes over this whole side.
Yeah, and that's something different.
That's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different.
Thanks for weighing in on this,
That
Wendy.
Was pretty fun.
That was fun.
I don't know. I feel like I learned a lot more than I did just from Hoppers Bazaar.
Yeah, because I think Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy.
Windy.
Windy.
Windy, like the wind.
Wind.
Like
wind.
Everybody calls it windy.
Windy. I appreciate that you don't have a one size fits all. You think it depends on the face and the person.
Really does.
Well, and I think that's the sign of a great Baba Salon girl. Do you call yourself a Baba Salon girl?
I do right now.
Good.
Do you have a theme song yet?
Did I have one on my phone?
Well, just
no,
wondering
just like
if you have like a theme song for your Baba Salon
shop. I was just thought of it. It was Lizzo and it's called The Truth.
Oh, beautiful.
The Truth Hurts.
The Truth Hurts.
Beautiful choice. Well, we will listen to that. I can't wait.
Very good,
I just got a DNA test.
Oh, you did?
Turns out.
Truth.
I'm 100% that bitch.
Exactly. It's exactly that song.
Well, I'm going to have to second that.
Yeah. 100% that bitch. That's the perfect song. Yes.
Is that, that's not one of the seven words.
Now, I know our new engineer.
Oh, and we need to have those on a wall here.
Our new engineer is so new, he brought another engineer with him. And they were going to attempt to call someone. You know how we love to call people.
When we always
when do
make
we
a
love
phone
to make
call.
A phone call.
Surprise phone calls.
And when he, no, they know we're calling.
But well, they don't know what we're calling about. I guess that's
well, what are you going to call them? I mean, that's the question. Yeah.
Anything.
Darling.
But Dina.
Darling.
So we used to always call Jim. Jim at the Chamber of Commerce.
All right.
However, we thought, let's keep it fresh and call someone else. And since we have a brand new engineer, let's call one of our old engineers.
And yay! Ask him, where did it go wrong?
Get some
and
advice.
Where did it go right?
Why did you leave
us? Give him some advice to the new engineer.
Yeah.
So.
Right now, I would want him just to get in here to call himself.
Say, is there a song cue?
Is there a way? I could do the song cue.
You want to do it?
I don't know. I'm happy. I'll do my own. I'm actually doing my own song
cue. Sing it, girl.
Do it.
Mm.
Oh. She's really got some flow there, girl.
When you're alone. Okay, and fade it out.
Not yet.
That was wonderful. That made the moment.
We are calling,
do we have anybody on the line?
We're calling Susan McCabe.
Remember, Susan McCabe.
Does everyone remember Susan McCabe, our first engineer ever, ever.
Jeremy, will you please say, please hold for Susan McCabe. Try that.
Please hold for Susan McCabe.
That's nice.
That's lovely.
My name's not Jeremy, by the way.
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
You'll get it.
Okay. So.
Whatever, Jim.
So, is Susan
whatever,
on the
Jim.
Line?
Okay. We're working on it. I was just showing how to do this.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
A few minutes ago.
Remember? Okay. He's a new engineer.
Okay.
And we told him it's charming if you make mistakes.
Do you have any?
Honey.
I was totally wrong.
Susan, can you hear us yet?
I can hear you. You are so loud.
Oh,
I remember
that
the voice.
Oh, it's like this is your life, Anna
oh,
Nancy Filson.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Remember we always
Sorry,
used to say,
Susan.
What'd you have for lunch, Susan? Remember it was always the salad.
Susan, what'd you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? Actually, I had a whole bunch of fries.
It's a surprise?
You had French fries.
Oh,
French
Susan.
Fries.
Susan, your diabetes.
You left French us fries. And you went wild.
Yeah, she did. And she's also going in and out of a... Hello? Hello, is this thing gone?
Hello.
We're good here.
I don't hear it.
We don't hear it.
We're all gone. So sorry.
Oh, there she is. She's
so
back.
So you're probably catching on. We have a new engineer.
I hear it loud and clear.
Gone again.
Hello.
I've got it in mine. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, he likes to
argue.
Well, okay. Susan,
no, we haven't touched
I assume you can hear us. And I'm going to ask you a question. Because we have a brand new engineer, we would like to know.
I hear chaos and loud voices.
That's is she talking?
Hey, that's the show.
Who's your victim?
Yeah, we don't have anything here. I'm sorry. We're just kind of gone dead. Just went out as soon as Sue's talking. Yeah,
apparently, I'm the only one who can hear you clearly.
It's her time to talk.
It's Jim's fault.
It's going to be my show.
Can you still hear our voices?
I'm going to change the name.
Kuzma.
I got you.
Kuzma,
I got Susan.
You can hear. Can Susan
Sorry,
hear
Susan,
our voices?
It's chaos.
We just can't hear her response.
We're gonna wait till we get our
it's great
headphones
live radio,
working
though.
Again,
right.
So we can
say goodnight.
Talk to Susan. Sue, stay for a second. We're wiggling wires. We're wiggling.
I know she's doing us a big favor tonight.
Wiggled.
Because some of her offspring are here.
Sue has her handsome sons in town.
Oh,
one of them,
my.
Both of them.
Oh, one of them is handsome and the other's not. Is that what you're asking?
You tell me.
No,
isn't one of Susan's sons a very, very, very successful and skillful filmmaker?
Well, if he wasn't before, he is now after being mentioned on the show.
Hashtag Susan's handsome son.
It worked for Susan. Now she's eating French fries. Before she would only eat salad.
It's really called the Filson sister effect.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a bump.
Yeah. Just like Oprah, but
the
better.
The Filson sister effect. The FSE.
FSE.
Blowing
it's efficacy.
Up. Blowing up.
All right. We could probably dump Susan. Sorry,
Susan.
Because we're gone. We're still out of the mics here, too. I can't hear myself.
Yeah, that's
can you
strange.
Okay,
we're Susan. Going out on the air.
Sorry,
Susan.
I'm so sorry. We really wanted to talk to you. I know, isn't that funny?
Sorry, Susan.
Oh, hashtag sorry, Susan. Next time.
I can, Susan, and I'm going to say goodbye.
Just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And if you have any advice
for our radio
engineer,
listeners.
I guess you can privately say it in here.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay, so, Wendy, you brought us a song to listen to.
We're not going to be able to hear it.
You're right.
Let's skip that.
Where is it?
Let's just get down
if
and
If a song
dirty
eventually
here.
Happens, would you like the song?
Wendy, I have a question
I'll
for
sing you a little song. You want
it
right
let's
now?
Oh, let's do it. And
sing for
we
us.
Love,
yeah.
Oh, we love that.
Hey, singing you a song right now on my microphone.
Isn't that good?
That's a good one.
Yeah, boop,
we don't have to pay any money for that one.
Okay.
We may raise money.
Let's talk about this.
Since girl. I can't hear myself. So.
I'd like we to still know. Are out of the microphones. We still.
Really?
You've hung, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're
we
going.
Can't hear a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretending. Sorry.
So apparently the listeners at home and me are the only ones hearing
well,
it.
Well, I hope
but
they
we
can hear
said
it.
Goodbye to
Wendy,
Susan,
I have a question for you.
Yes.
You've probably noticed such a thing. Bartenders, therapists, and hairdressers. They get the true confessions.
Oh, yeah.
You get truth.
Why?
It's the intimate reveals. You're the captive audience in that
chair. Is
chair,
that it?
Sister?
Is it a captive audience?
Yeah.
They feel relaxed and at home with you?
Yeah. And my chop shop mm-hmm. is just a single room. And so I think it's a lot of privacy and people
intimate.
Feel relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they share. And
do you
tell
ever
us
feel,
what they say.
Yeah. What do they say?
Top five most embarrassing
things. Top five most embarrassing
things.
You
don't know anything anybody here on
well,
the show.
Well, don't tell anybody, but.
No names.
You know, you just hear really personal things that you have to learn how to be a steel trap that you don't really share any of that information with anybody ever.
Do you have like
ever.
A HIPAA clause?
No,
you
I have a personal.
Sign a disclaimer?
I have a personal HIPAA clause.
Yeah.
I share nothing.
Like a priest.
You don't say something like, let me just write that down really
quickly. If you want to be successful on an island.
You slept with who?
Well,
and then they did what?
Yeah, well, there's that too.
And then you
oh,
use
yeah.
this? Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. it's better when you just keep it inside.
You
can
keep
you
it
just
inside.
Give us something topical. You don't Category. Have to use any names. We don't know anybody, so you could use names if you like, but just go ahead. I mean, that would be fun, right? We don't remember
have
names
anyway. Have
there
been
anyway.
Things that made
Former,
you feel so uncomfortable?
Former lottery winner gone rogue.
Ooh, oh, I like it.
Okay.
Okay, now
that's very
you've
exciting.
Gotta, you've got to tweet the name to us. Just tweet it.
What are the topics? Marital disputes? Problems with kids at home, money troubles,
addiction,
a little rash they can't clear up.
It's more of a rash.
All of those.
A special rash.
I know.
And it's a result of what they did with the money.
Awesome.
Oh, intriguing. I can't wait to go off of the air.
Do you ever hear things and you say, you have to say, this is too much. Please don't tell me this.
I really
That and we're
wins
done.
People over every time.
And we're done. Yeah.
I really want to talk and hang out more.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm
no,
done.
You've gone too far. This is it. This
no,
is your
I
last
just,
bang cut.
Yeah, yeah. Nope. Nope.
You're getting a side part
you
tonight,
take it.
Mister.
And yeah, that middle
here.
Part, out of the door. Side part
Do they
part
ever
only.
Ask for your advice? And do you feel the pressure to come up with the right answer?
No, I don't really get too, advice about hair, yeah.
About hair.
Wendy,
yeah.
you are
You're
absolutely
very well qualified
beautiful.
For that.
You do get hit on a lot at work, which is not fair.
It's a little uncomfortable if
well,
you get
sure,
hit on
you
work.
Got scissors.
Yeah. Well, and we're all by ourselves in that room. It just gets
Creepy.
A little
Well,
awkward.
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, but
no.
it, but I'm sure men sense. Feel attracted to you because you're rubbing their head so
Men
sensually.
Like to get their hair washed. It's very true.
Oh, it's true. I can vouch.
You
yeah.
like it.
They love it.
Amazing Ooh. Scalp
Who
massage.
Just said yeah. that? Yeah. I can't hear a thing still.
Yeah.
It's
Joan Collins' mustache.
You know what I do love is those chairs, though.
Yeah.
We have a set of those in Alani and Boca.
Yeah.
We just love having a little good old sit and spin
sit
late
and
at night.
Spin.
A lot of nice dry oaky Chardonnay and we just uh-huh. spin around. We uh-huh. have so much fun with
we
it.
We have a great time.
Oaky.
Do you do mustaches? Would you style Yanni's mustache, for example?
I trim mustaches. Yeah. I do not style mustaches.
Do you ever have a man
I don't even know
who
they
wants
could be
his
styled.
Mustache and beard trimmed in such a way that it looks like his lips are right out there? You know what I'm talking about?
I used
about?
To have a client when I worked in Bellevue who wanted me to make a line around his lip and he called it like lipstick. He was
well,
an odd man.
He does not live on Vachon, but
oh,
it sounds
no,
like he
was a
fit
very
right
strange man,
in.
Yes. It was a very odd and uncomfortable conversation that we would have.
Do you ever get somebody who comes in and you think, oh, I don't really want
oh,
to touch
oh,
the head.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
coming back.
It's
what
coming
am I doing,
oh,
wow.
Andy? There's an engineer
second.
At my feet,
Andy,
which I do love.
Andy put his head under the table.
No, no, no.
And
go right
I
ahead.
Bring in the
go
ringer.
Right ahead.
Yeah.
I shaved everything but my ankles because I didn't have time, so I look like a little bit of a goat down there. But go right ahead. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. We're back in action. Oh, yeah. Andy, you've done
myself.
It.
It's
you've done it.
Sounds blowing, so much blowing. Better when I can
oh,
hear myself.
So much better. But it's. Are you guys hearing that? Mine is extremely like a pillowcase.
Like a
mine sounds great. Mine sounds great.
All right. We cannot
so
be satisfied.
So do you ever feel a little bit off put by someone's personal hygiene?
It's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a fella in LA once that was so filthy that when I washed his hair, a whole bunch of...
Oh.
It was just
critters?
Gross. No. No, not just... critters. That's happened as well. But no, this is... This
silt?
looks like silt coming out of his... God, it was very gross.
Maybe he's one of those crazy people Stuck. Who doesn't wash the hair.
Yeah.
The no-poo
right
people.
There.
Yeah, the no-poo people.
Disgusting.
It could be good.
Sounds
Let's
revolting.
Move on to our next segment. I can hardly hear myself talk. I'm sorry. It's like
you
extremely booming.
Turn it down at the source.
Oh, I did that. I did oh, that, doll. I'm almost all the way done. See there?
You want to take one off your ear?
Yeah, there you go. No. Can't do it.
A lot of bass. Right. You're feeling a little bass.
I'm feeling a little bass. We're moving on to one of my favorite segments called... What's in the news?
Oh, gosh. Do you have some sort of music or something for that?
I'm doing it all tonight.
Where is it?
Well, it was here.
Okay, what's in the news today? Did you get it, sis?
I'm playing it. It's not coming out. It's okay.
Here we go. What's in the news today?
That was quick. All right. Nope, that's not it.
Oh, it's going to your next thing there. Do you need me to work your laptop?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't do this ourselves, actually. That's why we hire an engineer.
Maybe you should.
Newsflash.
All right. Yours.
You're going to love this. Celine Dion, we're big fans of Celine Dion.
Yeah.
She has a serious message for fellow Canadian Drake.
Celine Dion has a message for Drake.
Thank you.
The rapper.
Exactly.
Wow. Drake.
The famous rapper and the Celine Dion.
Is Drake Canadian?
She says, Drake, don't tattoo my face on your body.
Gone. Why would she
She's
say
pretty
that?
Strict about this.
That's muffly on mine.
I feel like that's unnecessary.
Drake is known for tribute tattoos of his musical and creative inspirations. He has tattoos of Denzel Washington, Sade, The Beatles.
That's got to look terrible.
Rolling Stones, Rihanna eating ice cream.
I feel like a Mount Rushmore
on his body.
Celine
says, no way. We find it actually very flattering. Do you remember? You remember.
Absolutely.
What is Sylvester
Stallone.
Brother, his taller
has
brother.
Has a tattoo of
I mean,
us.
That's obvious he's a taller brother.
And on the right bicep, Nance on the left bicep.
No, he can't tell his right from his left. Full color.
They're beautiful, though. They're beautiful. And I tell you, we were so flattered when Frank Stallone got the tattoos of the famous Filson Sisters. And he's not the first and he's not the last. Loved it. We were so flattered. That one night we were out on the town. Do you remember this? With Estelle and Rhea Perlman. And we were inspired by Frank. So we went and got tattoos of Ronnie Reagan. We all three got matching tattoos
before,
of Ronnie.
Before he was president. He was so foxy.
Oh, good. They're small, though. Yeah. They're very small. You really got to get in there to
mostly
know what
just
you're seeing.
A centipod.
Is it his name or is it his face?
No, his face. His face. Oh. Yeah. A beautiful profile.
Great question, Wendy.
Where would they be located?
I'll never tell. Rhea will tell, though. All you have to do is ask
Rhea
Perlman. She will tell. Listen, I am ready for a segment. My favorite segment.
I'm kind of hungry. Can we skip to the nuts? And then we can come back. No, seriously.
Let's skip to the nuts.
Look on whatever.
Nut of the night.
Check out page 6.
Look at this. Our engineer has figured out that we expect him to also
to do something
so he's ready
other than just look handsome.
The nut of the night.
Which is also a job prerequisite with us.
And he's nailing that.
Oh, you got it.
What segment are we going to? We're not
nut
doing
nut of the night, please.
Now I see it.
This Here is it our comes. Favorite thing as nut heiresses of the Filson
the
family
theme.
Filbert
We're
fortune.
Just do whatever that is.
We are always sent nuts in the mail.
Yeah.
We regularly
people love to send
receive nut sacks in the mail. Believe me, they ship a little bit more safer than you would again imagine.
Very nice.
And sister, my sister,
we have
dear
some
sister,
nuts today.
Has the new nuts.
We have nuts sent to us by Gerald. And he didn't say a city. I don't know. The packaging is gone. It's just Gerald. So Gerald sent us some sesame cashews from Trader Joe's. I'll tell you what, people. Trader Joe's is a great place to get interesting nuts, but don't feel limited. Don't feel limited. You can get your nuts anywhere you want.
I would like them to repackage it, too. If they're sending it from Trader Joe's, put it in a fancy basket. Something maybe from at Christmas time or Hanukkah that you got. A shiny basket.
Something nice. So,
something that looks bespoke.
Here it is.
But for Trader Joe's, not so much.
I'm going to pass it around. Oh. It's a sesame-coated cashew.
I do love a cashew.
That's nice.
Bless you.
The sesame is very nice. Now, at this point in the show, Wendy.
Yeah.
We taste the nuts.
I'm
we think
tasting,
about it.
Tasting the nuts.
And then we're going to rate them on a scale of 1 to 100.
Nutty.
Right? 1 is not good. 100, very good. First category, packaging. Not very interesting. But the nuts, beauty, and overall sex appeal.
What do you say? Sex appeal and a nut?
Yeah.
I'm totally hoarding over here. Sorry. Here.
Those
our
nuts
esteemed guest.
Are beautiful.
Beautiful.
They're so sexy and appealing with the way that the sesame seeds are...
Yeah,
coated.
They're drawn to the. Don't you think they're drawn to the nut?
They can't help but just into the bowl and eat them a lot.
I just did.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So what's your number?
It's dinner time.
What's your score? 67.
Okay, and I'm going to go with a 42. Oh. I think I've seen hotter nuts.
Sister, talk to me.
I think they look sloppy.
You know, I'm with her on everything not related.
What do you think?
I find them soft. I'm a little worried that the packaging.
The texture is the problem. The texture is the problem.
Can you hear the crunch?
Too soft.
I always call you dear readers. Can you hear this?
A cashew is is often a soft net. But this is too soft.
Almost they need like a little crisping. Exposed to a little moisture.
I do like the taste. Yeah.
The taste
I wonder
is nice.
If he came from a really wet environment. Or maybe he was crying as he was packaging them.
Because
he
was so moved. It was his love for you guys.
That's it. And for that, I think these nuts get a 100.
99.
Get a 100. Salty nuts.
And a little moist. Very good.
Salty, a little moist nuts, and it says I love you right there.
Right there. Is this a nut you'd like to wrap your lips around again, Wendy?
I certainly would.
She'd get this nut.
She loves them. And she says red is in. Now, for a word from our sponsor, Stiff and Sure. Mm-hmm. Want to feel confident your coiffure is in its rightful place from the boardroom to the bedroom for up to 72 hours? Be sure with Stiff and Sure. It's as easy as pie. Just tightly cover your airways and spray.
Set it and forget it.
Plus, try their new line of nail polish, Hard and Fast. You won't believe the difference.
You're listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. We are here with Wendy Panagwi talking about all things hair, cashews. We're running the gamut. We're talking about it all.
She is one smart cookie. We're pretty much aligned in most of all of our opinions, which means we're best friends forever. Every time we come to Vashon, we're going to come down to Burbank, that little tiny area of Vashon down by the waters, and just get ourselves fluffed
our
with
airport's
Wendy.
Airport's better, just so you know.
Oh, good to know.
Our airport's better.
And now it's time for a great segment.
And it is
Dear Anne and Nancy
segment, which I absolutely adore.
Thank you. Now, this is a segment.
You didn't let me fade it out.
I feel cut off.
We've talked about people sharing the intimate details of their lives with you.
Right.
And interestingly, and somewhat similarly, people also share their intimate details of their lives with us.
Oh, you're easy to talk to.
We have that face. We have a face that's identical. And we says, you know, those two look very trustworthy. And boy, do we get dished
on. People grew up with us, you know.
Since we were young,
we've been grown up knowing our faces, knowing our names, recognizing our beautiful elocution.
Sitting around our radio as they cranked it in the living rooms.
People tell me often, it's like you're part of my family.
Yeah, they welcome you into their home.
They do.
Yeah,
they have. And we really appreciate that.
A deep honor. We're so grateful. And so one of the side benefits is that people will send us questions, burning questions. They need advice.
They come to Anne and Nancy. Mine the well of our deep twin wisdom.
Now,
we appreciate that.
If you want to find out what we think, you should, you can send us a direct message on Instagram.
Don't worry, we'll tell you what we're thinking.
Oh, we will.
Always.
Never.
And we're
humble.
Straight shooters.
Straight
from
shooters.
From the hip, they say.
You can also send us an email at TITS@famousfilsonsisters.com.
And we don't mess with the org. That's just totally. Or the biz.biz, that's monkey biz.
When your business ends with .biz, I say, no, I don't think you're taking me seriously.
All right, let's get your segment because I love it.
Dear Anne and Nancy. Ahem. My lady friend and I have been together for 5 months. She's very special to me. In fact, this is my first long-term relationship since my divorce 6 years ago. Interesting. We are in love and so happy. My lady friend would like to celebrate our love with a couple's photo shoot in the nude.
Wow.
I've always been a fairly modest fellow, and the idea of this is both exciting and terrifying. Showing my body in such a permanent way is scary enough, but the idea that these could end up out there in the digital realm makes me quiver, and not in a good way. What if they get hacked? What if my lady and I part ways and she uses them to blackmail me? Oh, Anne and Nancy, what should I do? I want to be the fun, easygoing boyfriend, but, signed, hung up in Sacramento, California.
Hung up.
Oh, P.S. I very much enjoyed the few tasteful nudes you two have done over the years.
Well, thank you, Hung Up.
Thank you, Hung.
Thank you.
Okay. What do you think, gals?
Wendy. You're up.
Would you do nudes?
If he already is worried that they're going to break up and that she might have them.
It's not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
Revenge porn is a thing. I read about it.
And you can say revenge porn on the radio.
You're allowed to.
Yeah, revenge porn.
Yep.
Sounds terrible.
Have you ever been the victim of revenge porn?
How about
Please. I think we know.
We're not going to talk about that scandal again. I told you no. You already brought it up once. No, leave me alone. In the past, it was in the 90s, whatever.
Oh, everyone did that in the 90s.
That's right.
When you
did.
Had your neck fringe. I mean, my of course neck fringe, you were highly photographable.
I don't remember half of it. How can you even know? Okay. I was having a good time. Who cares?
What would you tell? What would your advice be to Hung?
Back in the Polaroid days.
Do pictures with his face hidden.
Now that's brilliant.
Well, I never thought. But what about if they have a tattoo of Celine Dion on them? They're obviously going to know it's Drake.
Still can't prove it. He could cover it up. Put some makeup on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I mean? What about a very unique mole? Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Cover it up. Put some makeup on it.
For the photo?
Wendy,
why not?
You come from a line of work that's creative.
Yeah.
You're going to solve the problem. You're not going to say, no, don't take the nudes. You're going to say, here's how you can take the nudes.
Cut your head off.
And feel
that
safe.
Way, yeah. You still get to have the love. But you don't have to expose yourself completely.
I wonder how
it's
she's
the lady
take
shame.
It, the lady.
It's the lady shame. This everyone's good. Worried. At the time, Wendy, it always seems like a good idea, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we've always
I think
a lot of
things seem like a good idea at the time, and you wake up 7 years later and you think, why did I do that?
We always had contracts written up.
Why
though.
Did
we've
I
always
marry
had handlers,
him?
Agents, lawyers,
protection.
So many divorce lawyers on speed dial, and every one of them has said, have them sign a contract.
Yeah.
And it's worked out.
And
so
I would
far,
do a
every
contract
time.
With nudes. Now, back in the day, I don't think we had contracts around.
We
those
were chiseling
nudes.
It on stone.
Yeah,
we were making it up as we
That's
went
right.
along. And boy, do we have fun!
But if I had a gentleman friend who wanted to do nudes,
when
I would
haven't
definitely
they?
Make him sign something. And I do.
I would say you first, Buster.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Are you still dating Buster?
Those yoga.
I thought you two called it off.
He was a yoga instructor, and I just felt like. You know, a lot of that woo-woo stuff is not for me, as you know. I'm very connected to my body.
I bet he was bendy.
My
soul. I bet he was a little bendy.
So bendy. And 20 years younger.
Ooh, yeah.
My knees.
Nice. Honey, I'd say 30.
Hey. We're on air. We are about wrapping it up here. Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
God,
so sad. But you
know,
it
flew by.
Because you spent so much time with us here, Wendy. And I know it's, don't feel bad because nobody can
feel
tell
bad.
Us about it. We're going to end with our segment called
Who's touching you now? Close your eyes.
And enjoy.
We can't blindfold people
enjoy
anymore.
Enjoy the dulcet tones of Charo. Yeah,
could be
can you hear him? Can anybody hear the dulcet tones? Oh, there
okay,
she
here we
is.
Come. We're coming to touch.
Scary.
Who's touching you now?
I don't know. I can't feel anything. I really feel like that is Nancy. And are both doing
you're
it
right.
at the same
you're
time.
Right.
Very good.
And we didn't even take any very pictures good. With you with your eyes closed. I mean, of you. Or with
Did
you.
I have clothes on? I don't know.
Not anymore. Yeah.
My Wendy, eyes are closed. It's not true.
You've been an absolute delight.
You're such a delight.
Wendy Paraguini of the Chop Shop, all the way from Burton Acres.
Listen, folks, keep chatting with us. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. You know what to do.
We're going
to
see you right here next time on The Broadcast.
And
Do
it.
We hate to say goodbye.
But we got
goodbye. Stay beautiful, Vashon.
Or just keep doing what you're doing.
Please play that. Yeah!
Good
Wendy!
Night,
Wendy. Applause, applause, applause. Woo! And that's a wrap.